where a mostly burned banister still stood upright. This is where the workers had placed the objects they had located in the wreckage. 9 human skulls. They cast eerie shadows in the starlight, leering, burned, and blackened.
"My lord,"
Franson said,
"may I ask the point of this?"
"I watched this building burn down," Spook said. "I was there when these poor people were herded into the mansion, then locked inside. I couldn't do anything."
"I'm sorry, my lord," Franson said.
Spook shook his head.
"It's past now. However, there is something their deaths can teach us."
"My lord?"
Spook regarded the skulls. The day Spook had watched this building burn, the first time he had witnessed one of the citizens' executions, Dern had told him something. Spook had wanted information about the citizens' weaknesses, something to help him beat the man. Dern had only said one thing in response to this. "Count the skulls." Spook had never had the chance to investigate that tip. He knew Dern would probably explain himself if pushed, but they both seemed to understand something important. Spook needed to see it for himself. He needed to know what the citizen was doing. And now he did.
10 people were sent into this building to die, Franson," Spook said. 10 people. 9 skulls."
The man frowned.
"What does that tell us?"
"It tells us there's a way to get your sister out."
"I'm not certain what to make of this, Lord Breeze," Sazed said.
They sat at a table in one of Urto's ska bars. The alcohol flowed freely, and ska workers packed the place, despite the darkness and the mists.
"What do you mean?"
Breeze asked. They sat alone, though Goradel and 3 of his toughs sat wearing street clothing at the next table over.
"This is very strange to me," Sazed said. "Ska having their own bars is odd enough, but ska going out at night?"
Breeze shrugged.
"Perhaps their fear of the night was more a product of the Lord Ruler's influence than the mists. With his troops on the streets watching for thieves, there were reasons other than mist to stay inside at night."
Sazed shook his head.
"I have studied these things, Lord Breeze. The ska fear of the mists was an ingrained superstitious mindset. It was a part of their lives. And Quellian has broken it down in little over a year."
"Oh, I think the wine and beer probably did the breaking," Breeze noted. "You'd be surprised at what men will go through in order to get themselves properly intoxicated."
Sazed eyed Breeze's own cup. The man had taken quite a liking to the ska bars, despite the fact that he was forced to wear very mundane clothing. Of course, the clothing probably wasn't necessary anymore. If the city had even a halfway decent rumor mill, people would have already connected Breeze to the visitors who had met with Quellian a few days before. And now that Sazed had come to the bar, any suspicions would have been confirmed. There was no way to hide Sazed's identity. His nationality was obvious. He was too tall, too bald, and he had the typical terrace long face with drooping features and earlobes stretched out by the application of numerous earrings. The time for anonymity had passed, though Breeze had used it well. During the few days when people hadn't known who he was, he'd managed to build both goodwill and contacts in the local underground. Now he and Sazed could sit and enjoy a quiet drink without really drawing much attention. Breeze would, of course, be soothing the people to ensure that, but even so, Sazed was impressed. For one as fond of high society as Breeze, the man did a remarkable job of relating to ordinary ska workers. A group of men laughed at the next table, and Breeze smiled, then stood and made his way over to join them. Sazed remained where he was, a mug of untouched wine on the table before him. In his opinion, there was an obvious reason why the ska were no longer afraid to go out in the mists. Their superstitions had been overcome by something stronger. Kelsier, the one they were now calling the Lord of the Mists. The Church of the Survivor had spread much further than Sazed had expected. It wasn't organized the same way in Urto as in Luthadel, and the focus seemed to be different, but the fact remained that men were worshipping Kelsier. In fact, the differences were part of what made the whole phenomenon fascinating.
"What am I missing?" Sazed thought. "What is the connection here?"
The mists killed, yet these people went out in the mists. Why weren't the people terrified of them?
"This is not my problem," Sazed told himself. "I need to remain focused. I've let my studies of the religions in my portfolio lapse."
He was getting close to being finished, and that worried him. So far, every single religion had proven full of inconsistencies, contradictions, and logical flaws. He was growing more and more worried that, even among the hundreds of religions in his metal mines, he would never be able to find the truth. A wave from Breeze distracted him. So Sazed stood, forcing himself not to show the despair he felt, and moved over to the table. The men there made room.
"Thank you," Sazed said, sitting.
"You forgot your cup, friend Terrasman," one of the men pointed out.
"I apologize," Sazed said. "I have never been one fond of intoxicants. Please do not take offense. Your thoughtful gift was nevertheless appreciated."
"Does he always talk like that?" one of the men asked, looking at Breeze.
"You've never known a Terrasman, have you?" asked another.
Sazed flushed, to which Breeze chuckled, laying a hand on Sazed's shoulder.
"All right, gentlemen, I've brought you the Terrasman as requested. Go ahead, ask your questions."
There were six local men at the table, all mine workers, from what Sazed could tell. One of the men leaned forward, hands clasped in front of him, knuckles scarred by rock.
"Breeze here says a lot of things," the man said in a low voice. "But people like him always make promises. Quellian said a lot of the same things a year ago when he was taking control after Straff Venture left."
"Yes," said Sazed. "I can understand your skepticism."
"But," the man said, raising a hand, "Terrasmen don't lie. They're good people. Everyone knows that. Lords, ska, thieves, and obligators."
"So we wanted to talk to you," another of the men said. "Maybe you're different. Maybe you'll lie to us. But better to hear it from a Terrasman than a soother."
Breeze blinked, revealing just a faint hint of surprise. Apparently, he hadn't realized they'd been aware of his abilities.